could see the road that they walk on is paved in gold. And it's always summer, they'll never get cold. They'll never get hungry, they'll never get old and gray. You can see their shadow wandering off somewhere. They won't make it home, but they really don't care. They're on it, the highway, they're happy there.
All right, in the spirit of diffs, I'm going to play a song by Led Zeppelin next called Rock and Roll. John Bonham, the day he died, the drummer for Led Zeppelin, had 16 shots for breakfast, went into the studio, recorded all day, continued drinking profusely throughout the day, died that night, and according to the toxicology report, something like 40 shots of vodka were in his system. That's incredibly sad. Bet.
Because he couldn't tell the story.
Fair.
Yeah, I think
what a rock and roll way to go. Sad, but tip of the cap. That's just impressive.
That beats my record.
Led Zeppelin.
Spill it all.
This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. I'm going to be in the studio for the next hour. I'm here with Ethan, Justin, and Coral. We're just chilling, subbing for a show. It's been a blast. I love this space. It's one of the coolest spaces, I think, on our college campus. Coming up, I thought we'd play a little Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stadium Arcadium.
I hope I get what you deserve, and this is
Justin, do tell us about Chili Peppers.
Well, Chili Peppers, they're more than just a spicy little food you can eat. If any of you fellow students, Tufts, ever heard of the great site, ratemyprofessors.com, there's a little section where you can rate a professor, you know, grades, easiness, rating, stuff like that. There's a box at the corner, has a nice little outline of a chili pepper, and I think measures hotness, and I think it's the most important thing you can do when it comes to picking a teacher here.
Is that true?
It is true. It does. There's a rating. There's the empty chili pepper, which means not attractive. There's the red chili pepper, which means pretty attractive, and then there's the flaming red hot chili pepper, and that means they are very attractive.
And that's not like how popular they are amongst the students.
I'm pretty sure that's a hotness.
It's hotness. Really? And if you ever see a flaming chili pepper, doesn't matter your major, take that class.
I am currently doing this for all my professors. I'm seeing what their chili pepper.
You got a chili pepper?
My physics professor's got a red.
Ooh. Ooh boy.
Ooh.
Coming up, we've got Shotgun by Gallant. We're gonna go check out some ratemyprofessors.com pepper ratings. Be back in a few.
Submit to a valuable weakness. There's no comfort in silence. No real violence in words. So I sharpen my blade and bow my head before I ceased in desisting. Though my stomach was a ball of resistance, I went straight for the cause. With burns on the backs of my palms, will I regret my cause? Or revels in my thoughts. Oh, I'm caught in the winds of remorse. Cause everybody knows what good is a sword next to a shotgun. Stuck in this valiant position. Either I survive for an instant or cradle the earth. My godforsaken weak impulse, I knew I had to amend this. Though I never was a force to be reckoned on, a sight to behold. With burns on the backs of my palms, will I regret my cause? Or revels in my thoughts. Oh, I'm caught in the winds of remorse. Cause everybody knows what good is a sword next to a shotgun.
Quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, I'm sitting here in my Birkenstocks, and they're falling apart. They're pretty raggedy, and they're pretty stinky. I'm sitting here, I'm catching a whiff of them. it's a sad thing, you know. These Birkenstocks have been out of the country. I've worn them everywhere. I feel like they're kind of a part of me, you know. And unfortunately, I think they're gonna have to go. I'm gonna try to salvage them and wash them in the sink with some laundry detergent. We'll see how that goes. Justin, do tell us about the time you saw me scrubbing my Birkenstocks.
I live right down the hall from my boy Andy, and well, I was walking down the hall one day and I see him standing in the bathroom holding a bottle of Head and Shoulders shampoo, just scrubbing his Birkenstocks with water, with liquid I thought was crude oil coming out of them in the sink. And to this day, I'm pretty sure that sink is still like stained black from his Birkenstocks.
It was pretty gross. But you know, if it's good enough for my head and my shoulders, it's good enough for my Birkenstocks.
It's a really nice mentality to have. Treat your Birkenstocks with the same
love and care, you know?
Exactly, as you do yourself.
Gang, do we have any ideas for the upcoming song?
Do we have any ideas of what it is or what we want it to be?
What we want to play. I'm leaning towards some Bon Jovi thoughts.
Yeah, we could do some Bon Jovi.
You know, a little glam metal.
Yeah.
You give love a bad name. We're going to sing along in the studio, but we're not going to keep the mics on.
Oh, we could keep the mics on.
We could keep the mics on, but we're not
going to.
I
would really enjoy that.
How about we just keep Ethan's mic on and let him do a little duet?
I'm fine with that.
You know what? For the intro, we're gonna let him audition.
Ooh, I don't know if I know the words well enough.
You give love a bad name.
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Hold on.
And you're to blame, darling, you give love a bad name. Never.
Come out, Virginia, don't let it wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. You might have done only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. We might be laughing a bit too loud. Oh, but that never hurt no one. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Coming up, we've got Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. Mary Clayton, the girl who sings the backup vocals on this track, was called in at 2 a.m. into the studio to record it. She was pregnant at the time, and legend has it that it put so much strain on her singing the song that she suffered a miscarriage. Was that related to the song? I don't know. Kind of freaky, though. Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones. That was Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. We've been sitting here in the studio for the past few minutes. Obviously not in the studio where all the expensive equipment is. because that'd be wasteful to eat food. We've been eating a Blue Zone. Wouldn't want to spill it on anything. Not in the actual studio, just outside. Delicious calzone from a place called Helen's. Yummy, yummy. The other day, I walked in on my roommate not doing anything remotely sexual, but sitting alone on his bed, eating a Blue Zone, watching professional golf. It's pretty weird.
Which in many ways is more embarrassing than walking in on him doing something sexual.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. Guys, what should I play next?
Ooh, that's a tough call.
Justin, what speaks to you? Coral, anything?
I would love some Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder? Oh, good call. What about some Superstition?
Ooh.
Coming up, Superstition.
Oh, that's spicy.
Keep me in deep sleep.
That was a live rendition of Where Did You Sleep Last Night, done by Nirvana, the unplugged version. I'm going to put all my guests on for a bit. I feel like we should talk more, you know? I brought you guys in, and we haven't done as much talking as I envisioned. Justin, who do you think would win in a wet t-shirt contest? Donald Trump or Ted Cruz?
Well, that's an interesting question. You see, I feel like... While Ted Cruz is younger and more athletic, I feel like Donald Trump probably has some saggy man breast happening thing.
I think Donald Trump would have some fantastic man boobs.
And I think he'd get the edge there.
And, you know, like, moreover, you know that, like, Ted Cruz would be out of his element, you know? He'd be kind of timid.
I mean...
He'd not be about it. Whereas Donald Trump, no shame. He'd be rocking.
Oh, the man has no shame.
He'd love it.
He'd be... If anything, he'd promote it on, like, CNN.
Yeah. Nice. I think if it were a wet underwear contest, Donald Trump would win hands down. Get it? Hands down, because the hand comment. Nope.
Got you. Are you saying he's more well-endowed?
Well, so did you see that?
I did. I actually was watching the debate, and I was like, I don't know, this, like, sense of... defeat almost. It's like, this is what American politics has become.
I know.
It's a
There's a reason I don't watch any of the Republican debates.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Coming up, since we played such a great live rendition of a song, I thought we'd play a live rendition of Hotel California.
Ooh.
Here it comes.
Tiffany twisted. She got the Mercedes Benz. Thank you.
It's been a blast to be here in the studio tonight. Like I said, there's nowhere I think I'd rather be spending my time. I love it here at WMFO.
It's my first time here, and it's a pretty great place.
Coral, you have a 7 a.m. show. How's that?
Yes, it was very... it was not the best. It was not the best, but I still love getting to the studio because it's literally the coolest place on campus, and I would rather be there any time of the day.
That's lovely. Ethan, do you think you're going to do another show next semester?
I hope at some point in the future to have another show. It really just kind of depends on time and what schedule I can get, but I really love it, and so I hope to one day have a show again.
Ethan proposed that we play a little game called Truth or Truth, since you can't really, you know, listeners, you can't really see us acting out there. So we're going to just have very candid conversations in this room. No lies. Coral.
When have I ever lied?
Ethan, you first.
Me first. Okay, well, lady and gentlemen, truth or truth?
The latter.
Former.
Truth it is. What is the most embarrassing moment you can remember?
Awkward silence.
I remember.
Doc has something. I can see he has something that he's thinking about, but he's not coming out with it.
I don't know, man. Some stories are meant to not be spoken on air. They're going per policy of the radio station. Justin, anything come to mind?
I got a pretty embarrassing story. Junior year of high school, you know, towards the end of the year, and I decided I would ask this girl to prom, you know, after school in the middle of the hallway, and she says no in the middle of every single person, and then 5 seconds later, a guy I know asks her the same question. She says yes, but I'm still standing there. People are kind of watching the whole scene go down. Really embarrassing for 16-year-old me.
That's rough. Yikes.
I thought of a fun story.
Let's hear
so, my high school girlfriend, her dad had constructed this shed sort of thing in the back of her, in her backyard. And it was, like, really nice. They put in, like, a desk and there were, like, bookshelves. So it was meant to be, like, an office sort of thing. So last summer, there was an instance where I snuck into the shed to visit her late at night, and then left early in the morning. What I didn't know, though, is that her family had video cameras in their backyard.
Ooh, ooh.
And mom apparently checked video camera footage and saw me going and leaving. And mom was very conservative Catholic and was not thrilled. It was a very, very awkward conversation with my girlfriend the following morning. And she was like, my mom knows that you visited. She's not happy. And then I had to apologize in person, and it was awful.
Wow.
Got busted by video
cameras. That's so rough. I'm so sorry.
She caught us later again that summer. I was even more upset. There were some F-bombs dropped. I just kind of herded out of the house.
On which side?
What do you mean?
Let's start with F-bombs dropped on.
I asserted my dominance over her.
Really?
Her
no
down.
Way.
No. towards me. That was pretty embarrassing. That was pretty mortifying.
That's great. That's so funny.
I didn't feel embarrassed when I acted out my embarrassing moment. Because I was 4 years old in kindergarten. When the teacher asked me, what is my biggest dream in life? I was like, I'm going to marry the hottest guy in the class. My mom still talk about it. Where I have no idea what a guy is called anyway, like anymore at this point of my life. But I would say if like that happened at this moment, I would call it a very embarrassing moment.
Did you say like I want to marry? Like did you call him by name?
Yes.
I
do not know his formal name anymore. Nice. I only know the one that I called him when I was 4 years old.
You just knew that he was a cutie.
Yes.
Well
and
done.
You wanted to spend the rest of your life with him.
The rest of my 70, maybe something years old life.
That's a cringe.
Determined by my 4 year old self.
It's a cringe.
It's been a blast to be here in the studio tonight again. Been a lot of fun. Our last song that we're going to play is off of the album Rubber Soul by the Beatles. Girl. Coral, what is the backstory behind this? You said there's some sort of controversy.
Yes, it was a very controversial song at the time because if you listen close to the backdrop, background, the syllable that burst out of the Beatles' mouth was very much like the sound of a word describing an organ in a woman's body.
Huh. We'll have to listen really closely to this one. Girl by the Beatles.
All right.
I'm going to listen to my story, all about the girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry, still you don't regret a single day. Ah, girl, girl, girl. When I think of all the times I've tried so hard to leave her, she will turn to me and start to cry. She promises the earth to me, and I believe her after all this time.